It's a process, as the military calls it, force management, that the Air Force started last year. They say their retention numbers are higher than they've been in 16 years. They've been conducting programs to encourage, or in some cases to force, airmen to separate from the service. But as Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly testified yesterday afternoon before the House Armed Services Committee, that hasn't gotten them where they need to be.
Given the state of the economy, airmen are not leaving the Air Force at normal rates of attrition. And so we are operating above our authorized end strength, particularly for officers. We recognized this problem last year, and we did take action, both voluntary and involuntary, to get ahead of this problem. But we did not make enough progress. We made only enough progress really to tread water, and the problem has gotten even more difficult this year.
And as of the end of fiscal year 2010, the Air Force was 2,300 officers over its authorized end strength. They say if things stay on track, projections show there'll be 7,000 officers too large by the end of fiscal year 12. Air Force Chief of Staff Norton Schwartz.
This is painful. I mean, here we are in the middle of the war, and we're trying to encourage people to move on. But we have to do it. We cannot operate above our end strength given the other pressures that we have, because obviously we have to take resources from elsewhere to make that work.
The Air Force told its uniformed personnel at the beginning of February that there will be a new round of involuntary separations this year. There will be what they call force shaping boards starting in May for a few categories of junior officers who were commissioned into the Air Force relatively recently, from 2006 to 2008, and then another board later in the year for mid-grade officers. The Air Force says they'll keep only what they consider to be the best 90% of the officers who go before those boards. Another board at the end of the year will force early retirement for some more senior officers. Schwartz says they'll be asking Congress soon for some help to expedite that process.
We are asking certain authorities, which go back to the case of the 90s, when we had a similar situation, and the Congress gave us temporarily certain authorities that enabled us to better manage the reductions that we seek to achieve. And again, we would do this with compassion and with precision, but we need to do it.
An Air Force spokesman tells Federal News Radio they're not yet ready to talk about exactly what new authorities they're looking for, but it is something the Air Force would like to be fast-tracked through Congress once the legislative proposal is revealed. The excess end strength problem comes in the context of a time when the Air Force already foresees issues with paying personnel. That's because Congress approved a pay raise for the military in the Defense Authorization Bill late last year, but there's still no 2011 budget bill to fund that pay raise. Again, Air Force Secretary Michael Donnelly.
The 1.4% approved by Congress last year is being paid out to our... Starting last October. It simply means that our personnel account, the last payroll of this fiscal year, is uncovered. So we cannot make payroll for the last pay period this fiscal year. And because we have those operational costs in front of us that are must-pay bills, we will dig further into our modernization accounts. We will break programs further to get the resources reallocated toward the must-pay operational bills.
And Donnelly says that's another issue they may ask for congressional help on, more authority to shift funds between accounts so that the Air Force can meet payroll and other operational expenses. But Donnelly says they'd much prefer that Congress fund the 2011 DOD budget at least the $540 billion level that Secretary Gates requested this week. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.